All right. Welcome, everybody. And this is another edition of Conversations with Dr. Cowan and Friends. And today's friend is Tatiana, and I'll let her introduce herself in a minute. But Tatiana is the newest of the new additions to the new biology clinic. And we're very excited about what's happening. And so let me just give people a little bit of an overview so you can kind of see Tatiana's role in this, and then she's going to explain, you know, who she is and why she's crazy enough to want to work for a new biology clinic, and what it would look like for you to work with her or to visit with her. So the way we set it up, and you can, we'll put a link so you can look at all the details, and some of the details I don't even know myself, but so it's basically a private membership. So you sign up and you pay a membership initial fee, and then you pay monthly. And for this monthly fee, there's essentially two things that you get access to. There's more than two things, but the two things I'm going to focus on right now. First of all, you get access to one of our primary care practitioners. And that's sort of a name I don't really like. But what I mean by that is we have now four doctors. There's three MDs and a DO who we've done this with as well, this interviews. And so that's the first person you would see. And that's the person you would, you know, go over your history. And they're all working with the new biology principles. And they're all going to base it on stories, not diagnosis, and who you are and what happened to you. And then out of that, they come up with a sort of a plan of a way you could proceed to improve your situation. Let's say that. So that's one level. The second level, and I don't mean this in a hierarchical sense, but we're going to be adding a whole group of people who have special skills. And so then by being a member, you have access to these people as well. So the first one obviously was Pat. And so everybody who's a member can participate in his, you know, primal movement group sessions. And, you know, I've been doing primal movement with Pat myself for over about a year now. And it's been great. And so then if you want to move from the group sessions, you can do individual sessions. And it's basically a way of moving and getting stronger and fitter. And so that's our first offering. The second one is what Tatiana is going to describe. So everybody who's a member of the clinic, you can have, there'll be some group sessions and maybe individual sessions to do all the things that Tatiana has been working with and has become skilled with. And it just adds a whole new level of what we can do with our wonderful people who join our clinic. So they can have access to movement, and eventually there'll be help with food. And, you know, we'll talk about today what Tatiana is doing with biofield tuning and all the rest of it. So, and there'll be a lot of cross linkage between the sort of primary doctors and the people who are doing these special skills. And it's all very exciting. And we're really trying to give people as wide of an access to things that will help their lives as possible. And so that's a little bit of a long-winded explanation. But thank you, Tatiana, for joining me. And I've asked the same question to everybody, like, who are you? Why would you want to be part of something called the new biology, whatever clinic? And then what are you offering to people? And what would it look like for somebody to join a class with you or have a individual session? You know, we don't need all the details, but just an idea what that would look like. And anyways, welcome. And we're just thrilled to have you joining our little group here. So take it away.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. It's such an honor and pleasure, and I'm very excited to be part of the new biology clinic. But first question was, who am I? Never endless, open-ended
Yeah,
question.
right. You could answer, anybody can answer that in a lot of ways.
But you know what resonates with me the most? I would describe myself as an explorer of truth and beauty, and the traveler on the path of self-mastery and self-realization.
Yeah, well
So,
said.
thank you. And really, this journey that I'm on personally, it really kind of sums up and describes all the things that I encounter, all the things that I've learned to just to help me and assist me on this journey. And along the way, of course, if I can help somebody, it's wonderful, and I'm very happy about that. So the new biology clinic is resonating with me very much so, because our world is changing, and it's been changing for a while, and the old things don't work. New things are not clear yet, and we're kind of hanging in this place in between,
yeah,
and trying to sort it out and figure out how it might look like. You know, I like this image, and I describe it quite often to my clients when I'm working with them, that, you know, the cymatics, the plate, when they sprinkled some sand and then turn on the frequency and how it changes the pattern, right?
Yeah.
Believe that all of us collectively and every one of us individually going exactly through that change. That on the outside, it looks like a chaos, because there is this shift between the old frequency that the collectively resonated with to the new one. And when that shift happens, the pattern of structure that's been in place, it kind of disappears and it looks like a chaos.
Yeah.
So the new frequency will establish itself, and it creates more coherent, more complex pattern of structure that will hold more energy, that will hold more consciousness, that will hold more intelligence, right?
Yep.
So we're exactly right in between this. The pattern is not really appearing yet, but the old one disappearing. So it looks like a chaos.
Yeah.
So all the particles are moving around and trying to find its own spot. So me joining this new clinic, I feel like I found this corner on that cymatic plate. Oh, I belong over here. Here is my particle right there. And I can offer something, and I can add to that pattern that is really appearing. You see what I mean?
Yep, I do, exactly. And I not only can I see what I mean, but I think just already it's become 100% clear why we wanted you to be part of this endeavor. But keep going. It's great.
Thank you. So anyway, so that's the picture that I see, and that's what I'm explaining to people, that when we feel discomfort, when we feel pain, when the life feels like falling apart, you know how they say, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. So it doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just that reorganization happens internally inside of us. Our structure of our biology has to change in order for us to hold different consciousness. So all of those things are happening intentionally, and it's absolutely great, and I'm super excited about it. So basically, if we'll just remember that each of us individually again and the collectively, all of us have this kind of like cymatic plate, and we are reorganizing to the new, more coherent, more complex structure that will hold new order, new harmony for us to express who we are and how we can contribute to the world around us with our gifts and talents, and to create something really beautiful.
Yeah, that is extremely well said. People might want ask, like, where were you born and what professional training? I mean, not that it really matters, but just as a matter of filling out the picture, if you're interested in sharing just a little bit about how you got here, not whatever feels comfortable.
Sure. I'll try to make it short. But I was born and raised in Moscow, Russia. I moved to United States about 30 years ago, almost 30 years ago. I didn't speak any English like whatsoever, so just knew a few words. For the first couple of years, I was like really just trying to survive. And actually, I came to join with my former husband at that time. And it didn't really last too long. So anyway, I had to start new life and I was wondering how I'm going to do it. So anyway, I was doing all sorts of jobs and I had a child. I was raising a child on top of that. And eventually somehow life brought me to on this journey where I met this chiropractor and he kind of inspired me to become one. It's actually was a car accident. It wasn't really too bad, but I was kind of like aching.
Yeah. And
somebody suggested to go see a chiropractor. I was like, chiropractor, who is that? Like, what do they do? I never heard of them before.
Yeah.
So, somebody suggested one and I went and I saw him. And he adjusted my spine and I kind of didn't really feel anything at first. But then when I was start driving home, I noticed actually, yeah, something is different inside of me. You know, my parts don't hurt. And it's like, wow, it's interesting. So I came back and then eventually we developed great relationship. He became my friend and inspiration and basically inspired me to become a chiropractor. So then I went to chiropractic school, graduated from that. And the last quarter of chiropractic school, which I enjoyed tremendously, but I was a little bit at loss because going through schooling, there was a lot of adjustments, osseous adjustments involved on each other because we were practicing, right?
Yeah.
And then I realized, you know what? I don't want to really do this too much. You know, it's kind of like I have to figure out something else. And we've been taught some kind of gentler techniques, considering like some emotions involved and stuff like that. So how to approach and heal them. So I thought maybe I'll mix a couple of different techniques and it's going to be okay. But then the last year of chiropractic school, Donald Epstein, the creator and founder of Network Spinal Analysis and somatic integration, came to school. He did a talk and it touched my heart so deeply that I was just literally standing there in the room. The room was full of students. And I start crying because the message basically he was conveying was that how we can help humanity to evolve in consciousness by helping them to move from defense, physiology, and posture into safety and growth.
Yep.
I signed up for his seminar right there. And then for the next 2 years, I was learning network spinal analysis. I was literally like following him all over the place. And from there, then I graduated. I moved from California. It was Life Chiropractic College West. I moved back to Florida and spent a couple of years on the East Coast working at different clinics. And then in 2008, I moved to Sarasota. This is where I am. And that's where I've been practicing since then, network spinal analysis and somatic respiratory integration. Along the way, I believe it was in 2009, maybe I finished health coaching.
Can you give us a little bit of a sense of what network spinal integration involves?
Sure. Network spinal analysis, it's a different approach. So there is no osseous adjustments involved to the spine. You're really reading the body as a map and reading the patterns of tension. Because the tension really what creates the disease, what creates the distortion, and our life goes off track. So a reading body in that way, you're really assessing it and applying gentle type of contacts that the body can actually, your conscious mind start observing itself and start releasing those patterns of tension. So this is something that is done with the individual on the table. So I'm doing my assessment and then I'm gently touching here and there. And the body starts unwinding the tension. Person takes deep breath. Sometimes they might have like tears, you know, coming up, some emotions being released and everything. Another part to that is called Samatha respiratory integration, or for easy way to put it, it's like body breathing integration exercises. So breathing integration exercises. And this is also Danny developed and created many years ago. He wrote the book that called 12 Stages of Healing, where he talks and describes about this whole, again, evolutionary process of our consciousness, so to speak. It's like the rhythms of life that we all go through. Doesn't yep. matter what the background is. So, and that one, it's what I would like to offer to the new clinic, new biology clinic, because that can be done really online with major components of that practice is your attention, touch, breath, and movement. So we kind of like really creating deeper and better connection with our body, first of all. You know, when you're placing your hands on your body and you start focusing and directing your breath there, yeah. you might do some declarations to acknowledge. For example, sometimes I feel like nothing works. And actually that creates change already.
Yep.
Declarations like that. So anyway, so there is this 12 different rhythms that we're exploring with people. It just really depends on what person's conversation is. If they're saying, oh my God, I've been stuck. I've been trying everything and I cannot move forward in life. I don't know what to do. It sounds perfect to me that it's like you experiencing stage three, which is meaning stuck in a perspective. In this case, we will go into, again, connect to the body and feel where we feel stuck.
Yeah.
And start deeply listening. And then again, saying certain declarations, things start shifting.
Yep.
Energy has been released. So when you start feeling different, your awareness is different. And you start making different actions. So it's those type of things. So it's kind of somatic respiratory integration, again, the breathing integration exercises that can be done online, in group, individually with people. And another things that
so this is something you can do with an individual or with a group of small group of people. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly
right. So it's basically the same kind of theory that illness or what we call disease is simply where things are stuck and the body's trying to work with it, integrate it or move it or something. And if you can help move it, you're good.
Yes. Yes. Pain is an invitation for change.
Yeah, right.
It's the disease. It's really just stopping us in our tracks and asking us to stop and pay attention what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
What it is that you not need to be doing anymore.
Yeah, it's a communication strategy.
Exactly. Life is reorganizing you.
Yeah.
Let's just pause for a second. Let's just pay attention and see how and what is rising from within, what is happening at this moment.
Yeah. So essentially, you're just taking that concept and bringing a technique to it that actually makes that real for the body, makes it work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear. No, it's really, it's the rhythm. Those are the rhythms of consciousness.
Yeah.
They are real. And life, every time that life brings or moves you through this certain rhythm, there is something for us to learn. There is something for us to grasp. There is something for us to expand into. It's again, it's like that cymatics, you know, like the plate.
Yeah.
If we're experiencing suffering, the pattern on that plate would look very kind of erratic, you know, it's like there is not much going on. But when you start turning the frequency on again, it means that the consciousness is expanding. The patterns start organizing itself within you. Somatics is just an example how to look at it.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
That's one. And the second one, and again, actually, I talked to Asher, and maybe we can add the meditations there as well, because I've been leading meditations group forever. But
yeah.
Anyway, the second one that I can offer is that biofield tuning, which I've learned not long time ago. But
so just before, so you've been working with people with network chiropractic and this this what you just described for years, basically.
Yeah, since 2008, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So that before, but this was been like more than 15 years.
Yeah, got it. Okay, Sorry.
No problem. So biofield tuning, which I said I've learned more recently, but I believe I have kind of like advantage because I've been working with people for so long, and I've been working also with their field, doing spinal analysis.
Right.
You cannot just palpate the bone and then put it back in place and that's it. You really have to consider what is going on, what the field is informing you about. And there is also structure to the field, to biofield, right? With Eileen McCusick's work, the biofield tuning, I felt like I really had advantage because I was already working with the field. Now I can hear it so much more clearly.
Yeah, right.
So exciting to me. It just blows my mind. It's so fascinating how the field is really talking and the things that it reveals. So that type of work, which is basically, it's a sound therapy modality, you wish, that where you're reading person's field, it can be collective as well, it can be group field.
Yeah.
The fork will work on those areas that are in dissonance, that out of resonance. And by applying certain frequency, different forks, it can be used different forks, the biofield, the energy, that consciousness becomes more coherent again. So something is going into more organization.
It's sort of like, as I understand it, and I know Eileen well, actually, that it's a bit like homeopathy, that you're resonating with a frequency and then essentially bringing the body's attention to that area that's out of harmony, essentially.
Yes, I would totally agree with that. And sometimes I even say to people, you know, this is just the area that we found that is really talking right now.
Yeah.
That needs your attention, the light of your consciousness to be shown on it. You're really staying present with that, you feel it, and it resolves. It really becomes more coherent.
Yeah.
So you're kind of bringing it all back home and it starts circulating through you and it becomes your gift eventually. You know, we don't want to get rid of it and actually we can't.
Yeah.
Because where are you going to throw it away? You can't. It's yours. It's yours for you to upgrade it, to use it as your gift for your transformation.
Yeah.
So it's that. So that's the biofield tuning. And also it can be done individually, groups. However we're going to decide, we're going to do it. I'm very excited. And I tried both either way. It's just fine. It's done in person, at the distance, again, like I said, and with the groups as well. So there is no really difference.
Yeah. Okay. And the meditation, can you say anything about that?
Sure. You know, for many years, oh my gosh, I don't know, the first maybe 7 years or something, we were doing oneness blessing. It's been kind of like a movement. I think it's still going on. I had a different office with a bigger space and a lot of people would gather there and we would be just kind of like paying attention to our inner space, aligning our chakras, and then people who've been trained or became a diksha giver, they call it diksha, it's a blessing basically. Then people would exchange that. And it was very lovely. People just really enjoyed it. It can be alternated in all sorts of way. And I'm not necessarily doing this anymore, but I guess some kind of foundation that it gave me, it's still within me.
Yeah.
And afterwards, for another probably 7 or how many years, I've been doing net of light meditation, and I've been part of that group for a while, but at some point for political reasons, we're kind of like not together anymore. You know how sometimes things getting kind of corrupted here and there.
Yeah.
But the principles of what this meditation is providing is absolutely beautiful and clear. And what you were really doing is that it's you becoming aware of this net of light or web of life, and we can call it web of life, that is really the construct that connects all of us.
Yeah.
It connects us to the trees, to the air, us to each other, everything. And it's also the same construct that is happening or the organizational structure within us. It's the net of light. So when we're paying attention and we're meditating on that, you're literally strengthening your energy structures.
Yeah, right.
And at the same time, if we have intention collectively and we are sending or just basically becoming aware of the space around us, that space, that structure becomes more coherent again.
Yeah.
With the people's intention being together. So that's another thing. We can play with that, and again, we can just pay attention and maybe what the group is focusing on, some, I don't know, certain areas, and it can be done in this way. It can be modified in so many different ways. But mostly I would say it just to have the deeper, like dropping inside and just listening, and just simply listening and knowing that your higher self, your divine, the field around you, it's all in support of you and in support of your growth.
Yeah. And this, the way your body talks is just to help you be more in touch with and understand more about what that higher self and field actually is asking for right now.
Definitely. It's a self-realization. It's that really the journey of self-realization.
Yeah.
Asking, inquiring, who am I every day? And every day you're different. You know, it's like you ask, who am I? I don't know who I am. I still figured out, right? So, but
it's a trick question.
That's right. So, but inquiring, those just inquire, why is this happening to me, for example? You know, it's not necessarily from a pity perspective, but it's interesting. It sounds like it's a pattern.
Yeah.
I like this pattern, or can I change this pattern? You know, it's having those type of questions that lead you to different answers.
Yeah,
and having the tools that we have, I do believe, again, with the new biology clinic that you are putting together, it's just, that's just perfect in my perspective.
All right. I think we got it. I can only say, when I listen to this, first of all, I'm even more glad that you're part of it. It's actually really moving to hear you speak about what you're doing. But I can't help, and maybe I shouldn't get into this, but you know, this is so different than you go to a clinic. What's the problem? You caught a virus. take a nutraceutical, you'll be fine, or not, you know, then you'll have to take prednisone. I mean, we're not doing that here, and it's really amazing to be part of this group, and I just want to welcome you. And I haven't told you this maybe, but we're going to start meeting on a certain day with the group and go over what's happening. So as soon as you're on board, we'll get you part of that. And it's just fun because we're asking the question, who is this person? How does it work? What can we do to help? And that's the way it always should have been, but unfortunately it really wasn't. So Tatiana, thank you. That's really well said and brilliant, and can't thank you enough.
Oh, my dear, thank you so much. It's just such an honor and pleasure to be working with you and with a group of people, really, just who are on the same page.
Yeah.
Supporting the rising of new biology. It's just it's marvelous. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. And we will put the links to how you can participate. And we're going to get more and more people part of this, and we're going to change the world. And that's it's already changing anyway, so we're just helping it along.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.